you're going to be late again.
We'll just leave them, Mom.
There will not be some invitation as I leave.
What kind of pies do you have?
We got apple, pecan, cherry, key lime.
Which do you recommend?
Well, key lime's great, but it's an acquired taste.
Well, I ain't had key lime pie in 10 years.
When you had it, did you like it?
No, but that don't mean much. I was a completely different person back then. Let's give that key lime pie a day in court and a big old glass of non-fat milk, if you please.
Should I make that 2 pieces?
No, Rosie.
My name's not Rosie, it's Mabel.
I know it must have hurt you.
Whatever.
It must have hurt your pride. To have to stand beneath my window with your bugle and your drum.
Running hot. Hey, y'all going inside. I'm gonna check it out.
All right, I'll get a cold one for you.
God almighty, what the hell is that?
Man, sit down to hell, son. Take a run out of kiddo. Tell her, Mabel.
Hey, coming up.
The way you love me got to suit my style. A little baby, I will say goodbye.
That's a sweet piece of meat, ain't it?
Love me, baby.
Her name's
love me morning.
Mallory.
Mallory, whatever. Who gives a shit? I call it pussy.
Hey, I bet she's sweet on you.
Are you flirting with me?
Maybe.
Thank you.
Mr. Redneck by his toe. If he hollers, let him go. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. My mama told me to pick the best one, and you are it. When them people come here and they ask you who done this, you tell them Mickey Mallory Knox did it, all right? Say it.
Mickey and Mallory Knox did it.
Mickey and Mallory Knox. I love you, Mickey.
You need Mallory?
Look up in the brassy sky, and there they are, like gloomy pocket change. You bet on something you wish you had 10,000 to bet on. Something where the odds are good. Betting all those stars, you don't mean shit, and there is a movie, another movie.
Coming down for us from heaven. And I see you riding a big red horse. And you're driving the horses, whipping them. And they're spitting and frothing all on the mouth. And they're coming right at us. And I see the future. There's no death. Because you and I were angels.
That is poetry. Damn. I love you, Mal.
I know you do, baby. I've loved you since the day we met. Hi, Dad. How was work?
What work? I'm unemployed. Where you been, huh?
Well, you look nice, Mallory.
Yuck, you look like...
Thanks, Mom. Well, I'm gonna go now. I'll be back at midnight, okay?
What are you wearing, a broomstick and a trash bag? Why don't you put some meat on you, huh? A few pounds lighter, you'll be missing the opening. How the hell do you think you're going, huh?
I'm going to the John Lee Hooker concert with Donna. I told you that yesterday.
First off, you don't tell me anything. You ask my permission. second you're not going out in that hula house dress. You'll end up peddling your ass, you stupid bitch. And third, you're not going out at all. You didn't mow the yard.
That piece of shit lawnmower is fun!
Are you talking in front of your mother? You stupid bitch. You watch your language. Or I'll kick the shit out of you, like I do her. So if your ass is in this house, it's my ass. So you move it upstairs and take a shower. You make sure it's a good shower. Because I'm coming up after to see how clean you are.
Don't you think you were a little hard on her, Ed?
I'll show a little tenderness after I eat. When I get up there, she won't see my face for an hour.
Darling, I think you should speak nicely in front of Kevin.
Don't think. You're a f***ing idiot. What am I, a bad guy? Did I ever ask you to f*** my friends? Huh? And don't tell me what to do. If it wasn't for me, you'd still be slinging hash in that shithouse and fucking your boss.
Must be Donna. I'll tell her the bad news. Don't let your macaroni get cold, Ed. Yes?
Delivery for Ed Wilson.
What on earth is it?
It's beef, lady. 50 pounds of beef.
Oh, you wait right here. I have to have a word with my
husband. Who are you?
Thank you. Who are you?
I'm Mallory.
You ought to change your name to Beautiful. You big meat eater, Mallory?
I could be.
You always dress like that, or you just waiting for me?
Why'd I be dressed like this with somebody I don't know?
Maybe something inside you told you to. You know, like fate. You believe in fate, Mallory?
Maybe.
Well, I'm too happy. You wanna go for a ride and talk about it?
Doctor, no more meat.
I eat what I want, so what? I mean, it's fucking food here. You pray after you eat.
Just that I don't want you to clog up your arteries and just keel over here at the table.
I don't fucking cry. It turns me off.
I haven't cried in 15 years, and you still haven't touched me.
Now, how about him?
You were drunk and you thought you were in Mallory's room. That's why we have Kevin.
What? You mean Mallory's my mom?
I'm sending you back in, and I don't care what you do to me.
You know what I'm doing here.
Ed, look. What's it say?
How would the meet me? Back before dawn. Love Mallory.
Ed, just go in your car.
My car? Ooh, that meat man, cocksucker. I broke her in and he grabbed her. I'll fix his ass too. Call the cops. Come on, will you?
Everything I see you, man.
I know, baby. I'm going crazy too.
Even ugliness looks beautiful because of you. Even though I'm in here, I visit you every night.
Listen, Mickey. My daddy, he's going the movies away so that you can't ever find me. And I'm scared.
He can't keep me away from you.
He said if you ever show up, he's going to kill you.
Kill me. When's this supposed to happen? Can I help you?
He won't leave me alone. He keeps fucking touching me. I can't take it. I have to go. Because if he finds out I'm gone, he's going to beat me and everything. I just wanted to tell you I love you and I miss you. Don't forget about me. You won't forget about me.
I won't forget about you. It's cool. No matter where he takes you. $10 too. It don't matter. The faith. No. Nobody can stop faith. Nobody can. Now, one of these nights soon, I'll be coming for you.
Gotta go.
past is behind us, ma'am. It's time to grow up. We have the road to hell in front of us. Ma'am?
Yes.
Will you marry me?
I've been waiting for you to say that for so long.
But where are we going to get married?
Right here, ma'am. It's not true.
I got the perfect thing.
Give me your hand.
Well, that's not what I had in mind. Fuck you! Wow. Very romantic, baby. We'll be living in all the oceans now.
God, for you and this river, and this mountain, and everything we don't know about. Mickey, do you take Mallory to be your lawful wedded wife to have and hold and treat right until you die? Do.
Oh, baby.
Mallory, do you take Mickey to be your... Gonna murder anybody on a wedding day.
Fuck you! God! I do. For all eternity, until you and I die and die and die again. Till death do us part. Yeah!
Baby, by the power vested in me is God of my world, I pronounce us husband and wife.
After that, there was just no stopping Mickey and Mallory. They tore up the countryside with their vengeance right out of the Bible. Standing on Highway 666, running through towns like Cortez, Shiprock, Sheep Springs, and ending in Gallup, New Mexico. To some, a beautiful stretch of the American landscape, but to Mickey and Mallory Knox, who are still at large, it is literally a candy lane of murder and mayhem. Patrolman Gerald Nash was just the first of 12 peace officers that Mickey and Mallory murdered during their reign of terror. Gerald and his partner, Dale Wrigley, were parked at this donut shop, Alfie's Donuts, when...
his 1970 Dodge Challenger pulled up across the street from the donut shop. Gerald was only 3 weeks out of the academy. Come walking out with coffee.
Thanks, folks.
And my bear claw.
Hey, you!
Driver asked him a question.
How the hell do you get to farming?
Looked like he was giving street directions.
Take it out of 324, take it over to 66, and Farmington's up about 65 miles. Quick ride. You folks going there?
When he finished, and nice waved time. Him thanks, then up come that shotgun.
Tragic murder occurred. American bronze medalist marathon bicyclist Brian Schmer.
not so easy to hit.
We really raped and pillaged the first show to do this.
Well, so we changed the order around so it wouldn't be super obvious, yeah, right?
Still needs a new intro, in my opinion.
Who is this guy?
You can't cannibalize yourself all the time.
Repetition works, David.
It's going to wind up with shit.
Repetition works, Davey.
Okay.
Do you think that those nitwits out there in the zombie land remember anything? This is junk food for the brains. It's, you know, filler, fodder, whatever. Look, just speak to the interview, okay? Keep saying that word.
Lies! Interview with Wayne Gale!
Jerome. Anticipation, David. That's what it's all about.
What do you think of Mickey and Mallory?
Hot. They're hot. Totally.
Hello, Mickey and Mallory. They're so cool.
Yeah, but they're way cooler.
Chuck all the great figures from the States. Elvis, Jack Kerouac.
James Dean.
Dean.
They are super cool.
Mickey Stallone.
Jim Morrison, Jack Nicholson, and a bloody pail of nitro, and you got Mickey and Mallory.
I'm not saying, you know, I believe in mass murder, that shit, but
don't get us wrong.
Yeah, you know, we respect human life and all.
But if I was a mass murderer, I'd be Mickey and Mallory.
About rolling around that big sunflower patch outside of Tulsa.
How'd you know?
And been thinking about cutting your hair short. And you've been thinking about us settling down on a boat in the middle of a big lake with a dog and a jukebox and a 26-inch Sony Pinnacle.
Baby, I love you. You see my mind. I bet I know what you've been thinking about.
Yeah. I've been thinking about why they're making all these stupid fucking movies. Anybody out there in Hollywood losing kissing anymore?
Money, okay?
Yeah. Baby. Love your name. Love your thighs. Love your stomach.
Where is
it? God damn it, Nikki. I just took it off so it wouldn't stain my hair when I washed it.
Hey, baby, look.
Even if that rain pulls out every hair on your head, it stays on. If it tears out my eyeballs, it never comes off. Every great thing we do starts with these.
Since you put it that way.
The impulse of sexual reproduction is strong. That's the result
by the hand.
right.
Oh, baby. Hold on. I thought maybe you could just throw her into the mix.
Shut up! Shut up! Quit being so fucking cute! It'll make you so fucking pretty. You gotta fuck her.
Maybe I just will. Skagnetti on Skagnetti. It's probably in your local bookstore, you know?
Yeah, I love it.
Bye.
Oh, I will. An author, too, huh?
Yeah.
My wife can never wear these.
Now, that is a perfect ass. It's nice. There's her arm. Her head. Try saliva drops here.
Oh,
That's my type of girl. I like her. See what we got here, Scooter. Give it up. Mallory Knox. Meet Jack Scagnetti.
Hey, exactly where do you expect us to be going right now? Where exactly are we supposed to be? What town is it that's out here?
Oh, stop, it's a fucking cheese.
Quit looking in the rear view as I sit back.
Put the ladder on four. Put the ladder on four, Mickey.
There's a bag. Now?
What?
Could you relax?
Make a left up here. I think there's a town.
All I see is desert. That's right, Coach Cheese. Go eat some more fried bread. Give me some shrooms, Mal.
I didn't kick it in yet.
Turn left. Turn left to what, you stupid bitch?
Oh, you stupid bitch. You stupid bitch. You stupid bitch, Mickey. That's what my father used to call me. Thought you'd be more creative than that. You're losing it, Mickey. You're losing it.
Snakes and birds ain't nothing out here. Right now I'd go down on a lawman for a gallon of gas. Let me tell you something. This is the 1990s, all right? In this day and age, a man has to have choices. A man has to have a little bit of variety.
What are you talking about, variety? Hostages? You want to fuck some other women now? Is that what you're talking about, Mickey? Why'd you pick me up? Why'd you take me out of my fucking house and kill my parents with me? And you committed to me? Where are we fucking going?
Just relax, all right? It's me, your lover, not some demon, not your father, all right? Relax.
No, you're not my fucking lover. You're not my fucking... You've been loving me. You've been fucking loving me. Huh? You've been loving me real.
Scraping through my head.
Hey, listen, we got tobacco, lots of tobacco. If, you got any gas we can buy?
I don't think he speaks English, Mickey.
Yeah, push come shove, we can snatch that donkey and ride on out of here.
Come on in. Come on in. Oh!
Oh, my God!
Is that a friendly snake?
It's a rattlesnake. My name is Mallory. This is Mickey.
Al, you doing that?
Kahosh Nakenza.
We're not from here.
Arzan Nijonida. In the scene, we have slain a narrow kite, a cohoshin.
It's kind of like the Twilight Zone or something.
Is that your wife? Washington,
be mutton.
he died? He was your baby, huh?
Still demons here, Matt?
I think we're the demons. Ed, what did you just...
Been checkers. But, Dad, Chindishin, the Holo.
Shiche, the cotton deal.
Shika do Wuthish, Jinizin, do Bohone, Zaad.
Unde asan chesh konaila
na joni es tingo ganya e waka negin kla na joni e peshasho hatsila bene yetente na joni e besne Shosat Nashon Nishlan Nila ho Nashon Nikle
Let's go! is. This whole fucking thing is crazy.
There are no accidents, Mickey.
I'm human, man. I made a mistake, and you gotta understand that
you killed life. He fed us. He took us in there.
Well, wow, that is a harsh indictment. Wow.
Ho!
He said, well, you're about as big as my little pinky. I really don't like these cheap motels. Give me the creeps. Hey, are you a real cop?
Oh, yeah, I'm a real cop.
You're not going to hurt me, are you?
Oh, I've never been my whole life. I'm the law, okay? I'm the protector. Come on over here.
Come here. Come on over here. Take off those shoes.
You look pretty. Step up on the bed. This one. That's nice. Move around. Yeah, right there. Take off your bra.
Oh, that's nice.
You come here.
Come on down here and give me a kiss. Give me a kiss. Give Big Jack a kiss.
You like me?
Yeah.
Thank you. You ever been strangled? Hey, I'm just kidding. Come on, I'm just kidding.
Come here. Give me a kiss.
Thanks. All right, how are you? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
You're so cool.
I'm just kidding.
Bitch.
Mickey! I'm coming to get you.
Let's go get the stuff then.
Alright.
Once they were average citizens living there, nothing ever happens lives. But then these sweethearts began a cross-country murder spree, which has lasted only 3 terrifying weeks. But has left 48 known bodies in its wake. Including Mallory's own mum and dad.
Oh, shit.
All needlessly to fill the pathetic macabre fantasies of these.
Chief?
Yeah, Rattlesnake took a chunk out of us a ways back, and
me and my wife are pretty sick. Could be dying. You never can tell about these things. So, how's about you ungluing your fat ass from that boob tube and getting us some snake juice? Pronto.
They started off as armed robbers, but
found it yet?
They stormed in with shotguns, and after liberating the establishment of all the firearms they could carry and various personal idiosyncratic knickknacks, they killed every customer in the place without hesitation. But they always leave one clerk alive to tell the tale of Mickey and Mallory.
Oh, my God. Bow.
I'm the only cook left.
You're forgetting something.
Oh, what's that?
I don't kill you. What is there to talk about? It's weird.
No!
Bring it!
Try this cop killing!
Where is my baby? Where is she? Let her go. Hey, then I'll let her go. Let her go.
You okay, babe? Yeah.
It's an age of laughing. That's just what they all do. One of these days you need to have a walk all over.
I really respect you. And you know what? I even bought your book. And I read the whole goddamn thing.
Oh, yeah?
How about an autograph? Warden. Jack Stagnet.
Driver McCluskey, welcome to hell.
Great to meet you, Warden. So, I'll tell them my two favorite assholes.
Well, we got them two rat fucks back up in there. I guess you want to see them.
Why not?
No. I seen you on TV.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I even went ready to goddamn buck. I'm impressed.
Oh.
Frank Hollywood ain't found you yet.
Oh.
Your story make a lot better movie than that Surfer Coast yet. I'll tell you something, Skagnetti. In all of my days in the penal business, that ain't no small amount of days, right, boys?
Oh,
nope. No. Ricky and Mallory Knox are without doubt the most twisted, depraved pair of shit fucks it has ever been my displeasure to lay my goddamn eyes on. I'm telling you, these two motherfuckers are a walking reminder of just how fucked up this system really is.
Don't get me started, I'll tell you what. Don't get me started.
Why? You call me Dwight.
They killed a shitload of inmates and guards.
Three inmates, five guards, one shrink all in 1 year's time. Open that goddamn gate.
Yes, sir. Psychiatrist?
Yeah, Mickey's better half. Miss Mallory strangled his ass when he made the dumbass mistake of asking what her parents liked. She's done it all shot up on tranquilizers. Big Love Graham. Ain't that the truth? Looks like that other big lie. Love makes the world go round. Hey, how's a fellow like you get to be a specialist in psychos anyway?
Well, actually, Dwight, I'd recommend having your mother killed by one. After that happened, I developed a rather keen interest in the subject. You know?
What happened?
Well, I was born and spent the first part of my life in Texas.
Oh, that's funny. You don't have accent.
I don't want to talk like those assholes.
You know, my mother was from Texas.
I meant those other assholes. The ones who used to beat the shit out of me.
Oh.
Anyway, one day when I was 8 years old, my mother, I was out to play in the park.
Hey,
I just thought it'd be the same day Charles Whitman, he climbed to the top of the University of Texas Tower and started shooting strangers.
And you was with her?
Sure was. You see, the thing is, I didn't hear any shots. I didn't hear any of them. Now, 1 minute I'm walking with my mother, and all of a sudden, chest explodes. She hits the ground, right? And I'm just looking at her. Her forearm flies off, her hip explodes, and I'm not hearing any of the shots, right? Chest explodes, right? I spent all goddamn day lying flat on the grass, being eaten alive by fucking ants and thinking, what happened to my mom? You know? And ever since then, I've had a strong opinion about the psychopathic prunes that thrive today in America's fast food culture. I tend not to exhibit the self-discipline, you know, becoming of a peace officer.
You got it right, Jack. You got it right. Say, so you don't mind, do you, if I call you Jack? We got an army of shrinks in here talks about mania, schizophrenia, multifrania, obsessions. It makes me sick. It's all pride, it's arrogance, it's bullshit. And I'll tell you this, Mickey and Mallory are not the sickest I've ever seen. No man.
Yes, sir.
Tonight, the movie will be the king of the planet on the 80.
Who was fighting on the dance floor?
So why me, Dwight? This is really about.
Can you feel it, Jack? Silence in the air?
Yeah?
It's the one thing you don't want in prison, Jack. It's silence.
Uh-huh.
Boys all right?
What the fuck is you looking at?
You all right?
I said, what the fuck is you looking at?
Come on!
government!
She's trying to get on, big boy!
Thanks, now come on up here.
Boy, come up here! I got to get up there. Come on, there, boy, come on! Stick this ass in your fuck for a month, then say you can see me!
All right. Jesus Christ, Dwight, you should be on American Gladiators.
Another minute today, just shaking.
Robert, it doesn't take much. Somebody goes for you, you more right straight for the throat.
Chop the crap.
Ricky and Mallory did this to them. They got my whole goddamn prison worked out.
My shop, come
smell of blood drives them nuts.
80% of these assholes are violent offenders.
We're over 200% capacity.
This ain't a prison anymore, Jack. It's a time bomb.
Fry the prick.
Well, we tried, and every time we do, they kill somebody new. We gotta start the whole goddamn legal process all the hell over again.
Sounds like a hemorrhoid you can't get rid of there, Dwight.
That's why we're sending them for testing to Nystrom with you.
Lobotomy Bay.
Vegetable land. Home of the criminally insane.
That hasn't been done in years.
We got a stage one ruling. Of course, it won't stick with all these asshole dudes that shrinks around, but it will get them under your control for a couple of hours.
Then what?
You're a celebrated lawman. Public loves you. 15 years on the force. Bestseller out in paperback.
Modern day Pat Garrett with a deadly axe to grind with maniac.
And that is why you have been chosen to deliver Mr. and Mrs. Knox. We, the prison board, know once you get them on the road, anything should happen.
An accident.
Fire.
Escape attempt.
Anything at all. Jack, super cop, Scagnetti will be there to look after his public's best interests.
Give me a picture here, Dwight.
And of course, nobody in their right minds is going to cry for these two pink fuckers if they happen to take a little lead. A lot of lead, Jack. You write the script. You call it anything you want to. Showdown in Mojave, the extermination of Mickey and Mallory Knox. I don't give a shit. I'm going to give you my two best men, Kavanaugh and Wurlitzer.
We got a special disliking for these punk golems.
And we found our man. You know her. You love her. You cannot fucking live without her, Mallory Knox.
I was born, naturally born, born bad.
Hey, Knox, somebody out here wants to meet you.
Born bad! It's such a sin. I guess I was born, naturally born, born bad.
Jesus Christ!
Don't worry about it. She does this all the time.
She ain't changed a bit, huh? Where's the other half?
Oh, we got his stinking ass in the deepest, darkest cell in the whole dungeon. Just so happens you can't see him right now. He's got a very special visitor.
Oh, yeah, who's that?
Wayne Gale.
Wayne Gale? It's a TV scumbag?
We call him Media Jack. Why don't you like the media?
That worm in my bloodstool's got more trash to me than that, okay, Dwight? The guy lives to fuck cops over.
Guess he's no older than Media Jack. You want this job?
He's gonna say hello. I have a television show, and every couple of weeks we do, you know, as part of a thing about current America, we do a profile on a different serial killer.
Technically, mass murder.
Well, whatever you want. Anyway, the episode we did on Mickey and Mallory, it was one of our most popular ones.
Did you do one on John Wayne Gacy?
Yeah.
Who got the higher rating?
I almost blew him away.
What about that crazy motherfucker, Ted Bundy?
Oh, that crazy guy. You got the larger Nielsen share. You think?
Yeah.
What I want to get to...
about Manson?
Manson picture.
Well, that's pretty hard to beat the king.
Anyway, Julie, my producer, and I, we've been waiting for a long time to do a follow-up episode on you, and that time has definitely come. Anyway, my feeling's apparent to anyone who's hip to what's going on, that these prison boys thrown the Constitution straight out the fucking window. You and Mallory may be killers, but nuts? Insane? Today, they won't clean your mind because they feel your actions are dangerous. Tomorrow, they won't clean my mind. I don't need no fucking syndication because they feel what I say is dangerous. Where does it all end? Now, I have interviews with the prison board and with the psychiatrist, Emil Rygold, and with that warden, Dwight McCluskey, and I'm telling you, Mickey, they look bad. Now, you give an exclusive to Wayne Gale. We are talking a media event here. Some promos on the Super Bowl, you know, the network will cream for it. Oh, my God, what a great idea, Julie. We are talking about nothing less than television history. The first sit-down, in-depth interview with the most charismatic serial killer ever. One day before he's being shipped away to a mental hospital for the rest of his life. This is Wallace and Noriega. This is Elton John confessing his bisexuality to Rolling Stone. This is the Paisley's brother sent out to London. This is the fucking Nixon Frost interviews. Here's something,
why in the hell are you letting this scumbag do this, Dwight?
Relax. If I don't, we'll be excoriated in the press. If I do, it'll still be weeks before they clear it.
Legal appeals.
And Eminem are going to be toast before that ever happens, right, Jack? Nobody's going to give a flying fuck about two dead losers.
What do you think?
Time, motherfucker.
Hey, come on.
Leave him
alone.
He's a
human being.
Wait a minute. Let him off
the base.
Coming
that way. What's the answer?
I say go for it.
Well, in any case, he says yes.
I thought he would, but we're going to have to keep contact with the population to a minimum.
Okay, no worries, mate. You just give me a laugh. I'll take it from there, okay? We are still journalists.
So pharmacy, I'd worry more about the promos that start hitting the air next week. You'll be a national face, group. I mean, a real hero to the Americans.
Oh.
It's true. Who knows? Someone just could even launch a new career.
Come on.
Anyway, surely my producer's going to text you in the morning with the details. I've got to get back to the Rock Network. I'm doing a benefit tonight for homeless transsexual veterans.
Pierce Mallory, you once told me I had no feelings. You're right and you're wrong. I got more feelings now than I ever had before. I've been reading a lot and doing yoga with this guy, but he pissed me off. He's not around anymore. Night, I pretend you're lying next to me. I lie in myself and imagine kissing you. Not making love, just kissing for hours and hours on end. I remember everything about our time. Remember every secret you ever shared. I remember every single time you laughed. And you're dancing. Oh God, you're dancing. I lie on my bed and go over every day, every minute of our happiness. I take it all as it comes, and I live that day again. Way when I get to our first kiss, they're not just memories. I feel that joy again.
Dr. Reingold, are they insane?
Insane? No. Psychotic? Yes.
It's right after the Super Bowl. We got them in their homes. The game is just sucked. And they want to see this guy, Mickey. What's he like?
Shocked the country numb with violence.
You know, these guys want to tear their wives' heads off.
Only two exist.
Well, yeah, well, some of them do. Look, recently,
Mickey and Mallory know the difference between right and wrong.
During and after sports.
They just don't give a damn.
This will be the most talked about event in television history.
They were sexually abused as children, Dr. Reingold.
This will be written.
I can't imagine. I don't think.
Is this
I don't.
A book, for Christ's sake.
I would say no.
I've always taken your advice. When you suggested that I marry your daughter after I got her pregnant, that's exactly what I did.
You.
Now you listen to me. If you blow this, CBS will be eating your lunch next season, and I'll be there with them. Cause I'm out of here. I'm out.
Yet
Mallory Knox has said that she does want to kill you.
I never really believe what women say to me.
Maggie, Margaret. Darling, I don't know what you think you found, but it's not what you think it is.
Just tell me who the hell Ming is.
Ming? There's no Ming. There's a fucking restaurant. And what do you mean going through my drawers? I don't go through your drawers.
Davey, this looks like it was cut with a fucking meat cleaver. And where's all my close-ups?
Now listen, less of the shrink, keep the teens, keep the long hairs. I love the cop at the donut shop, and I love McCluskey. Cut in on him in the middle of that horrific fucking laugh.
Not a word.
Please for a moment.
Don't even let him ask it.
Then cut to me at the trial.
Their subsequent trial turned into a sick, pathetic circus. The nation caught Mickey and Mallory fire.
My f***ing Griffin is who these misguided assholes should be revering. My Jerome Griffin was killed in the line of duty by these f***ing sucking degenerate f***ers.
Ming, first of all, slow down. Speak English.
All right, okay. English.
You're paranoid.
She knows.
Nah, she's not on Earth.
Oh, don't give a fuck what the E chain says!
Stop putting anything down on paper. Ever.
If she calls back, you say, hello, Ming Dynasty restaurant number 5, may I take your order?
What do you have to say to your fans?
You ain't seen nothing yet.
How the hell did you let this show go live, Dwight, for Christ's sake?
Didn't know it. Just get out of here. Doesn't change a goddamn thing, though, Jack. We're going to move them scumbags in the morning. Just a little bit ahead of schedule, that's all.
You know, Dwight, when I do these two rat fucking douchebags, I'll go right up there with Jack Ruby, huh? World famous, huh? All of fame.
You'll be made exactly Harvey Oswald with a pussy.
Now, Oswald might have been a pussy, but he was a great shot.
Be here, Jack.
Here what?
It's dead quiet. Dangerous when it's dead
you first start thinking about killing?
Birth. I was thrown into a flaming pit of scum, forgotten by God.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, I came from violence. It was in my blood. My dad had it. His dad had it. It's all just my fate.
You believe in fate, boy?
My fate.
No one is born evil, Mickey. It's something you learn. What about your father? How did he die? Now, you were only 10 years old, and there's a lot of speculation.
I didn't kill my father, and I don't want to...
Hey, watch it. It's all right.
It's okay. It's all right, man. Go on to something else, okay?
Please, let's do.
So tell me, Mickey, how can you look at an ordinary person, an innocent guy with kids, and then shoot him to death? I mean, how can you bring yourself to do that?
Innocent.
Who's innocent, Wayne? Are you innocent?
I'm innocent. Yes, I am. Of murder, definitely.
It's just murder, man. All God's creatures do it in some form or another. I mean, you look in the forest. You got species killing other species. Our species killing all species, including the forest. And we just call it industry, not murder. But I know a lot of people who deserve to die.
Why do they deserve to die?
I think everybody got something in their past, some sin, some awful secret thing. A lot of people walking around out there already dead just need to be put out of their misery. That's where I come in, fate's messenger. Except a corn of wheat falls to the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit.
Oh, the theory that everyone meets a serial killer halfway thing. Is that what you're saying?
Well, the wolf don't know why he's a wolf. The deer don't know why he's a deer. God just made it that way.
You're saying that the world itself is predatory. That when a mountain lion takes down an elk, it's because it's the elk's time to go. And all the BS liberal agenda about saving the animal herds only serves to overpopulate the balance of nature. Maybe you're right, maybe. I don't think so, but maybe you're right. Corporate predators, environmental predators, nuclear predators. Life is a hunt. I've seen it. I was there when the hit the fan at Grenada. I saw it all go down at Grenada. So tell me, Mickey, any regrets? I mean, 3 weeks, 50 people killed. Not too cool, Mickey.
52, but I don't spend a lot of time with regret. That's a wasted emotion.
Seriously, you must have some regret. Come on, wreck your brain.
Well, I wish that Indian hadn't got killed.
Bad, 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 bad!
One of your last victims.
Man had a rattlesnake sitting in a corner.
A rattlesnake?
Could pick it up, pet it. He saw it.
He saw what?
The demon. He saw the demon.
The demon? What demon?
Everybody got the demon in here, okay? The demon lives in here. It feeds on your hate, cuts, kills, rapes. It uses your weakness, your fear. Only the vicious survive. We all told we're no good piece of shit from the time we could breathe.
Got that, right.
After a while, you kind of become bad. But, you know, after the ending, we were going to quit killing. The old man took it out of us. Well, it was all just a mistake, you know. Man was trying to help us, you know, pet us. Same dream I've had since I was a kid, I guess. I just running with the animals in the darkness. Mr. Rabbit, bloody fangs, Christmas hat. Madness going on, I don't know, we're just running. And I'm Mr. Rabbit, meeting every other animal in the forest. Death, just death kind of becomes what you are. After a while, you begin to like it. Know about realization, Wayne? I mean, you know, all this is just illusion. So Mr. Rabbit says, moment of realization is worth a 1,000 prayers.
You're crazy, man.
Wayne, I don't think I'm any crazier than you are. I'm extreme, dark and light. You know that. I'm light with mouth. That's your shadow on the wall.
No.
Can't get rid of your shadow, can you, Wayne? Oh, you know, the only thing that kills a demon, love. That's why I know that Mallory's my salvation. She was teaching me how to love.
Forgive you, baby.
Yeah. It's just like being in the Garden of Eden.
Only love can kill a demon. Hold that thought.
Thank you.
Rise and shine, Mallory.
Turn around and face the wall.
Hey, relax, fellas. We want to have a little talk, is all.
You just gotta get it. Don't get closer. She'll kill you.
Oh, yeah?
One way or the other, she'll kill you.
Hey, relax, guy. Read my book, okay? I met some women with really crocodiles in my time, but this little lady, man, she's got a sweet streak, huh? Maybe I'll take that. It's okay. Come on.
Sir, we're out of loud.
It's okay. Come on.
It's okay, guys.
Smoke? I know you smoke. No, I'm not here to hurt you, Mallory. I want to be your friend, okay? If I ever met a girl who needs a friend, it's you. You're a very pretty girl.
Remember last time you got fucked?
Huh?
Remember? What I want you to do is close your eyes. I remember the last time old Mickey gave you the high hard one. Thinking about it?
We'll never forget it, because it's never going to happen again.
Because when they get through with all that electroshock shit they got lined up for that cocksucker, old Mickey ain't going to be worth a shit.
Was massacring all those people worth being separated from your love for the rest of your life?
You mean, was an instant of my purity worth a lifetime of your lies, Wayne?
Please explain to me, where's the purity that you couldn't live without in the 52 people who are no longer on this planet because they met you and Mallory? What's so f***ing pure about that? How did you do it?
You'll never understand, Wayne. You and me, we're not even the same species. I used to be you, then I evolved. From where you're standing, you're a man. From where I'm standing, you're an ape. You're not even an ape, you're a media person. Media is like the weather, only it's man-made weather. Murder? It's pure. You're the one made it impure. You're buying and selling the fear. You say, why? I say, why bother?
Are you done? Great. Then let's cut the BS and get real. Why this purity that you feel about killing? What?
Don't lie to me!
I guess, Wayne, you just gotta hold that old shotgun in your hand and it comes clear like it did for me the first time. That's when I realized my one true calling in life.
And what's that, Mickey?
Shit, man. I'm a natural born killer.
Arise, Mickey! Right.
I'm a every fucking moron in the world just saw that night.
We got a riot going on here. It's out of control.
Got a mighty shit fire, Leroy. Where at?
In the rec room in B-Week. We're out of band already, sir. We can help.
All right. You mobilize the men. I'm on the way.
Mr. Gale, close them cameras down. We got a riot going on in the rec room in B-Wing. You sure as hell are. Hostages, explosives, close them cameras down. Run them off.
Hey, come on, we'll never get this chance again. We'll be famous, right?
You stay here and shut up. I got to find out what the hell's going on down there before I can let you film anywhere.
Come on, the whole world on fire. Fuck you!
Oh, you're trying to tell me what I'm going to do if I jail. Fuck him.
Fuck him.
Fuck you. Nobody's seen all this here, but we do. You keep your fingers on the triggers of your shotgun and follow me.
We'll be right back.
a tough room. All right, one more. Mother says to sister, you can go to the drive-in with Bobby, but you got to take little Johnny with you. Sister goes, okay. So they go, they come back, and mother grabs little Johnny's side, says, all right, now, what happened? Little Johnny can't talk. Mother said, okay, they went to the drive-in. I know that. What happened then? Little Johnny goes, oh, they were kissing. What else? You heard this one? What else? Little Johnny goes, hey, he felt her up. What else? Little Johnny goes, they took off their clothes. Well, what else? Little Johnny goes, they did that. What the hell were you doing? Little Johnny goes, little Johnny, no. Move, okay. Hit the shelf. Everybody raise your hand! You think you're getting out of here, boy? They're gonna mop you up, they're gonna put you in a bucket. Hear the law? I'm a lawbreaker.
Oh, I don't! Motherfucker!
Where are you?
Hey, I'm alright, man, I'm okay.
All right, new friend. Get your camera.
Where's Roger?
I'm right here.
Where's Scotty?
He's hit. I think he's dead.
Ah, oh, shit.
All right, put the chairs on the table. Drop your belt. Hands behind your head. You got that camera going yet?
No, they're both shut. Shit.
That's too bad for you.
No, wait. I got a shoulder pack with remote bait on it. I can get an image of it.
Very innovative. Put it on your shoulder. Let's go. We're going to play follow the leader. Everybody's going to follow me out of here. We're going to be happy family. Shoot everything I do.
Kavanaugh, get up.
Take me to Mallory's cell, and you better hope she's in one piece. Everybody, get right behind Kavanaugh. Press right up against his back. Let's go. Young lady, you want to come along with us?
Go.
Can I get a team?
Jack. I'm not really as bad as they say I am. I'm actually a really nice person.
Yeah, I know. I've done some pretty bad things myself.
I killed somebody.
No shit.
You know what I think about? Sex. Fucking. I think about hands on my tits. And I think about flesh against flesh and sweat. My mind drives me crazy. Sit down. What do you want me to do?
I want you to kiss me and squeeze my neck.
Oh, you're so specific.
Squeeze it.
You like a little bit of pain?
No.
Taking you right now live to Batanga Penitentiary, where Wayne Gale continues his interrupted interview in the middle of a full-scale riot. Wayne, can you hear me? Wayne, tell us what's happening out there. Are you safe?
What? This is Wayne Gale, resuming live from Batongaville, where you can tell by the blood and carnage all around me that the final chapter of the book called Mickey and Mallory has yet to be written.
Are you in danger, Wayne? Can you tell us? Are you in danger?
The war is broken out here. Batonga will stand alongside us.
What's happening, Wayne?
Batonga! And Batonga will get
through. Hey, Jack! Mickey's back!
Got us a Mexican standoff.
You let this day from the beginning, huh, Mickey? Now slide that shotgun over here. Put your hands behind your head, your forehead on the floor.
Or what? You wound me? I can blow your hand skin, and you know it.
I never wounded anything in my life. I got you locked right between the eyes, Mickey. I've had you locked from the jump, you phony.
You got me locked. You take your shot. Okay, Jack, you win.
Oh, this man! Oh, 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 shit! Oh, my God! Oh,
oh, oh, oh, baby! Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, this kiss has been a year in the coming. They're doing something everyone told them they would never, ever do again. At this moment, they are the only two people on Earth.
Losing your touch, Jack. How's that a shame?
Oh, sorry, man.
You still like me now, Jack?
Do everything.
Oh my God.
Chaplain, close 1, 2, 3 again.
Still can't open, sir.
Well, jam them shut.
There's a fire at 5 feet north.
I can see the goddamn fire.
The flight unit looks like a new all our informants are being tortured. And
he's already dead, dickweed.
You got shit. Fire!
Shut up,
Gail,
you prick!
Nikki, Mallory, just let me say.
Put your hand up! Now shut up!
Nikki, I made a place. Come, come, come on, move it! Let's go, Mal!
Fucking
shut up, you fucking stupid! 60 seconds, and I'm coming up!
Let me show the bloody throw up now. I'm begging for you guys out there.
Thank you.
Yes. Oh, hello, Margaret.
How you doing, man?
I'm all right.
I'm good, baby.
No matter what happens,
I love you. Love you more than I ever love myself.
Hey, blood out your eyes, Maggie.
I know that, Mickey.
I'm never coming home. Don't you get it? I'm alive for the first fucking time in my life. I'm alive! Because I don't love you anymore. I love me. Yeah, that's right. Me is not a fucking restaurant. I don't care. Take the rest of the money. It's all yours anyway. And one more thing. You piss off, you cunt!
It's good to be with you, Wayne Gale. You do a lot of good for people.
The fucking door is exploding. You're dealing around with these two pukes. We have more important things to do.
These two. These are the ones. They die today. You hear me, Sparky? I'm going to wipe that fucking skull off the face of the fucking earth. This is the last fucking thing I do.
You know what I say? I say, to hell we're going back to our cells. Let's go out there and run down the stairs and go out in a hail of bullets. And then we'll die. And then we'll really be free.
That's poetry. But we'll do that when all else fails.
I just left that. That's right.
They put a bottle of Dom on ice down here, get some ecstasy. I'm going to come over tonight and I'm going to put a hot pepper up your heart.
No,
I love you, me.
Sorry,
me. Me.
Okie dokie. Hold this. You married?
I don't want to die. I don't want to die.
That wasn't a question. Are you married?
You love me.
You have children.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to die.
Mal, could you come here, please? Now, the only way we're going to get out that front door is if they don't want to kill you two more than they want to kill us.
Back to journalists.
Okay, hold that. Duncan, Homolka, Wayne Gale. You want reality? You got it.
My name is Wayne Gale. I'm a child of American maniac. Watch my 40 million people awake. I am a respected journalist, winner of the Gridiron Hero and the Golden Globe Award, to name a few. I have been shot. You are on camera. We're alive.
Fucking whore, why?
That's where you're sitting. Here's the ground. Oh, my life.
No longer alive. I am wounded. All my crew is dead. I have left my wife, and my girlfriend has left me.
Don't look back up. That was good.
Mickey Knox's plan worked. We walked out the front door into my news van and made our getaway. When we were followed by patrol cars, Mallory shot Deputy Sheriff Duncan Homolka and tossed his body out of that.
Show me here.
Oh, my God, that is so gross.
Why helicopters were not deployed, I don't know. My only thought is that it all happened too fast for arrangements to be made. We've just pulled over the side of the road to do this interview. Tensions run high. So without any further ado, Mickey and Mallory. So, Mallory, after Mickey's incredible rescue, what did you think next?
I was just wondering how long it would be until me and Mickey could be alone together and if I could wait that long.
So did you have anything to do with the riot?
Oh, we didn't have nothing to do with that riot. You know, that was, whatchamacallit?
Fate.
They want to say we masterminded the whole fucking thing. You know, let them. It's not like it's going to keep us up at night and stuff. But the truth is, it was fate.
Ah, yes. Fate it was. And you saw it right away. On America, mate, X.
You believe in reincarnation, Wayne?
Ah, yes, I believe we've all lived many times. So, what's next for the Noxes?
Well, I'm thinking we can lay in a big king-size bed and sleep for about 2 days. And I've been thinking about motherhood. So I think me and Mickey are going to get started on that as quickly as possible.
Gotta go.
All right, but wait. How do you two intend to disappear? I mean, you're probably the most famous couple in America.
Well, there is that underground, you know, railroad wind during
Okay. Let me just swing the camera around and do my little wrap-up. Come on.
Oh, we're going to do a little wrap-up, all right, Wayne. But it won't be you staring in the camera looking dumb and acting stupid. Said you're going to be staring down the barrels of our shotguns. We're going to be blowing your brains all over that tree back there.
Wait. Time, cut. That's a fucking joke, right? Come on, don't fucking swear. Why are you doing this whole escape thing that kind of went on between us?
No, not really. You're scum, Wayne. You did it for ratings. You don't give a shit about us or about anybody except yourself. That's why nobody gives a shit about you. That's why helicopters were not deployed.
Wait a minute, you fucking hypocrite. What about the Indian? You said that you were done with killing. You said love beats the demon. You said that love beats the demon!
I am, and it will. It's just that you're the last one, Wayne.
No, man, they fucking kill me.
This is not about you, you egomaniac. I kind of like you.
No.
But if we let you go, we'd be just like everybody else, killing you
And what you represent is a statement. I'm not 100% sure exactly what it's saying, but, you know, Frankenstein killed Dr. Frankenstein. Wayne, have some dignity.
All right. So I'm a parasite, so what? Right, life is cruel. No one said it was going to be easy. The day you two killed your ass belonged to us! To the public, to the media! That's how it is, and we are buried, mate! Now, the point is, what do we do next? I say we do a Simon Rushdie type thing. Okay, just books, talk shows. You know, we lay low, we jump up, we bob and weave, we get rid of them, we come in, we do Oprah, we do Donahue. But do you have any idea how huge we could be?
Let's make a little music, Colorado.
Wait! Don't Mickey Mallory always leave somebody alive to tell the tale?
We are
your camera.
Oh!
I'm never
Give me a